it definitely caught my eye because I couldn't tell what it was at first.
Yeah, like, what is that?
Yeah, and that's why I have it.
No, that's...
It required investigation.
I think that's kind of what a lot of these things are.
Yeah, some of them definitely fall into that category. Because, like, this, I couldn't tell what it was just by
looking. Yeah, but, like...
I had
to
go investigate it, and then it was like, God damn it, now I own this.
Because that's how impulse things work. Same thing with this Skull Series Squishums. We are slow rise squishy. So, I'm Bryce.
I'm Sharon.
And this is Everyone's a Critique. Apparently I also lost my ability to talk.
Let's critique Bryce's words there for
Don't you judge me. We're judging other things, not me.
Okay, we can judge you later.
Today we're doing impulse items.
We are, and this is actually kind of a pre-episode. We're recording this episode in two parts because part of the experience of impulse items is buyer's remorse. So what we did is we went to two different stores. We purchased whatever caught our eye in the impulse section of the store, and then we went and had lunch. And now we are going to evaluate what we have purchased. We're not opening anything. We're not trying anything out. This is just the secondary feelings about it.
For those of you who are unaware, the impulse section is normally that area right by the front counter where you're about to check out, and they have all the little shiny things, all the candy bars, anything that'll catch your eye that you want to go, huh, I guess while I'm waiting in line, I'll pick this up and check it out.
And some of it's practical things like, oh yeah, I do need chapstick or nail clippers or things like that. But sometimes...
Sometimes it's monster pooper. So... With that, we're going to go back and forth about the items we chose, and again, we're not going to get into the item. We're just going to talk about why it caught our eye, and why we grabbed it, and how we feel about that now. So my first one is Skull Series Squishums. Apparently there are 16 different styles.
So it's like a collectible thing?
Maybe. They're all random, so it's like kind of a grab bag thing.
Okay.
It says, we are slow rise squishy. On the back it says, squish at your own risk, feel the squish. So, I think it's one of those stress ball type things.
Maybe, but that's really uninformative.
It doesn't tell me what it is, but the packaging...
Is awesome.
It's like a sugar skull, it's bright purple, and instead of eyes it has little sugar skulls. It's like blue surrounding it, says that you gotta be 6+. So I'm barely making that age cutoff, but here we are. So it's...
It means physical age, not mental age.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Are you sure?
Mostly.
Okay.
Who knows?
I don't know. It's really appealing. It's really crinkly.
It's really large. It is really visually appealing. Like, yeah. It has these bright, saturated, jewel tone colors on the packaging. And then when you pick it up, it has that nice, deep crackle. Like, not the tinny crackle of, like, a chip bag or something, but, like, more of a dense, like, satisfying ear feel.
I'm a crackle it. Like, it's thicker plastic.
Yeah, and that, maybe it's this really trite association, but there's part of me that goes, thicker plastic equals quality.
It's true. This is probably not true here.
It's probably not especially quality, but it definitely feels, you know, I feel better about this. I mean, I'm not the one that picked this out. This one was a you item.
Yeah, it's bright and shiny, and that's what draws my eye.
It says that it's choking hazard, it has small parts, and it's not for children under 3 years. So maybe it's not a squish stress ball thing.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know, but we will see when we record next time. Okay, so one of the things that I picked out was actually sort of a confusion pick. It's not especially visually appealing, but I couldn't identify what it was. And when I looked at it, all I saw is this plastic bar striped with green, purple, black, and orange.
Now, it should be noted that we're recording this around Halloween.
Yeah, this is recorded before Halloween, so when you guys hear it in the future, it will be after Halloween. But turns out these are novelty fangs in the different colors.
A lot of them.
Yeah, it's 16. I now have 16, I'm now the proud owner of 16 pairs of novelty plastic fangs. And part of that was definitely the unclear packaging, because they say in car salesmanship, the feel of the wheel seals the deal. If you can get somebody to
drive
a car...
That's a lot of words that rhyme.
It is, yeah, that's why it's catchy. But if you can get somebody to drive the car, they're that much more likely to then buy the car. And so just getting me to walk over and pick this thing up statistically, makes me more likely to buy it.
Yes.
Now, Michaels did not know the rules of our purchasing when we set out to buy things for this podcast, so they had no way of knowing that. But I'm now actually very unhappy with these. Because even as a child, I didn't like them.
They don't feel good.
They're
but
uncomfortable and
maybe
gross.
These ones do. We don't know.
Maybe the technology for novelty plastic fangs has improved in the 15 years since I last put them in my mouth.
It probably hasn't. It probably hasn't. Maybe. So my next item was also one of those confusion picks. It's a small plastic box with a green square on the inside. Without reading it, I just picked it up because I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I put it in my bag. It apparently is ink. It is pigment ink. I don't know. I'm assuming for stamps. I don't have any stamps. It just looked interesting. So there's really not much to say about it. We'll have to go into like how the quality of the ink is.
How do you feel about owning it now that you don't own any rubber stamps?
It makes me want to go purchase a stamp.
Okay, well, marketing effectiveness.
As long as the ink is good.
Yay.
If the ink is garbage and dries out, then I don't care. But
okay.
I mean, we also have the receipts that we'll go over when we open them. Because if this was like a buck, okay. If this was $2, okay, I'm less happy about it. But
if
like,
it's a $5 ink pad and it's garbage ink,
I will not be pleased with it. Yeah. And that will change how I feel about it. But right now, I'm ambivalent. It's okay.
Yeah. Continuing with the theme of confusion picks, I have a dance party splash-proof speaker. Yeah, this was on an end cap at the register, and I investigated it because the picture of it, what does that look like to you?
Knowing what it says?
Look at it from way back here.
Okay, so looking at it from way back there, I can't see the buttons.
Yeah.
So it just looks like a weird round blue thing.
Yeah, like to me it looked like a Tupperware.
Yeah, no, I can see the white bottom.
Yeah, so it looked like a Tupperware, you know, white bottom, you know, obviously matte plastic kind of rubberized lid on it.
Now, it does say splash-proof speaker, but if you're not looking at the words.
That's the black text. That's the, you know, fine black text.
That's true.
The big words are dance party.
And that makes people dance.
Well, it made me dance over to the end cap and pick this up.
And it worked.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, it worked. It made me pick it up. And this is not something that I would have otherwise purchased. Like, if we didn't have the impulse rules of you investigate, you buy, I would not own this.
Yeah.
I'm generally fairly resistant to impulse items.
I am not.
I know. But yeah, like, I would have put this back down. And actually, what's worse is that I also got this weird teal one. Because that's the one that I saw and that's the one that I investigated. There was one that was a really nice royal purple.
That would have been nice.
That I would be much happier with.
But, and here we are with a teal suction cup splash-proof Bluetooth speaker.
It's going in the shower. It's,
what else do you do with that?
I don't know, but that's
oh, maybe by while you're doing dishes?
How much splashing do you do when you do dishes?
I make a mess. I make a big mess.
Okay. I guess maybe that then. You can get a purple one and do that.
Okay.
Put it by your sink.
So, my next item says $1 on it, so I know how much I paid for it. It was just strips, and I was like, oh, I love stickers. Turns out they're Band-Aids, so I now have 20 Halloween Band-Aids. There's one that says Halloween with a jack-o'-lantern instead of the O. There's one with candy corns that look like they're having a party.
They got sunglasses on. And roller skates?
Yeah, they're roller skating candy corns.
Dance party candy
corn. I hate candy corn. But the one that I'm most excited about is the cats.
Cats with sunglasses.
One cat with sunglasses and one cat with just green eyes. Either way, I mean, they're just hanging out. I don't know if they're good Band-Aids or not, but
they're Band-Aids. We'll stick them on things
so,
later.
So, while it was impulse purchase because I didn't know what it was, at least it's useful.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, at some point, I will probably want a Band-Aid. Done. Now I have some Band-Aids. Hopefully, they're not crappy. That's the biggest thing is, are these Band-Aids that I will at least be willing to use, or are these Band-Aids that will fall off and I'll just be upset?
They're adhesive bandages.
My apologies to the Band-Aid company by Johnson & Johnson.
Band-Aid is a genericization.
I would just say genericized
term. Genericization.
All right. I'd still say genericized term.
Point is, colloquially, it has come to mean all adhesive bandages. Kind of like Kleenex. Technically, it's facial tissue. So it's not a Band-Aid brand assorted Halloween Band-Aids.
Trademark Johnson & Johnson.
They don't pay us.
They don't. But they're adhesive strips, and Halloween is upon us.
Okay, so I caught my eye, and this was at a craft store. I recommended that we go to a craft store for impulse items in particular, because they tend to have very extensive impulse sections, and I really enjoy that. So coming in, pretty much immediately, I saw this bin full of, like, assorted bright colors. So naturally, I investigated following the rules.
Yeah.
And what I found were these miniature rolls of masking tape with patterns printed on
them. Is it masking tape, or is there any... We'll look at it later. No, don't look. Don't investigate. We'll see what kind of tape it is later.
Well, I already actually know. Like, I have seen this because it's very popular in bullet journaling. It's washi tape.
Oh.
But what it is masking tape with, you know, that's for decoration purposes instead of for, you know, masking for paint or whatever. Okay. But that's basically what we're looking at, is a paper-backed adhesive tape. So they were three for a dollar, so I got three different patterns on them. I tried to stay away from holiday patterns because I figure at least then I'll have half a hope of using them ever again. But yeah, just looking at them, I'm actually not upset that I own them.
Mm-hmm.
Because masking tape is always useful, whether it's been decorated or not.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not that upset about it. Not knowing anything about the quality, it's hard to say how useful it is, but knowing that it is for decorative purposes...
Makes it a lot better.
Yeah, it actually doesn't have to adhere all that well. And, you know, maybe I just want to put some stars on things. Like, yeah. I can do that now.
No, that's true.
So, yeah, all in all, I'm not upset with these.
Okay. My next item is Super Mario Hanger and Trading Card Collector Pack.
I didn't know that Super Mario had collecting cards.
I don't know what a hanger is. So, looking...
You put clothes on it.
Okay, that's not this kind of hanger. This is like...
Oh, it's got a little clip on the top. You see it's a picture. Got a little...
Yeah, I understand. I just don't understand what that's for.
Hanging. I failed to see the problem here. It is clearly labeled.
So, there's 9 different ones, and that's cool. But I don't understand what, like, why you hang it from anything.
Maybe it's like a backpack thing?
Oh, that's probably what it is. Yeah, okay.
Backpack decoration? Like, that's where I usually see these sort of large plastic clips, is for things marketed to children.
Oh, well, I mean, it... Again, caught my eye. So here we are.
Fixing up.
So, I mean, this is randomized. So there's 9. There's Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Donkey Kong, Yoshi, Toad, Bowser, Wario, and Waluigi. I don't know which one it is because it's random. I'm hoping for Wario, but that's just me. So we'll have to see when we open it.
So I did end up with a couple of food items because, like I said, we did the shopping before lunch. Standing in the line, I saw the bottom half of a bag, and it appeared to be mixed nuts with a green stripe on the bottom. And green nuts says pistachios to me.
Okay.
And I love pistachios, so I was very excited about this.
I would go with wasabi.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But either way, I would have been very happy with that.
Yeah, that would be fine.
So I grabbed it, and then once it was in my hand, I of course had to purchase it. So what I ended up with is Tex-Mex trail mix with spicy peanuts, almonds, salsa corn sticks, sesame sticks, chili bits, and pepitas.
I'm curious what chili bits are.
I'm curious about that, and looking at it, like, I really can't tell. I don't see anything that looks like a chili bit to me.
Yeah.
The pepitas are clearly identifiable. Everything
peanuts
else...
Peanuts are peanuts.
Yeah, but like... there's a lot of, like, mystery sort of carb-looking things.
Yeah.
What I'm really curious about is why sesame sticks in Tex-Mex. Sesame like a deep and integral part of Texan Mexican cooking that I'm just unfamiliar with?
Probably not. It's probably just a filler. That would be my thought, is the filler. And really, what's a chili bit? That's what gets to me.
I mean, hopefully it's just like... something that's chili flavored and not just an actual chunk of some sort of chili pepper.
I don't know.
Because that would actually be quite disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is something that I can't really evaluate owning now that I have it without eating it. And that's for part two.
That's part two. All right, here's the one that I was really confused about. So it's Monster Pooper. It says, wind me up and watch me go. I poop candy. So...
It says I poop candy in this, like, Nickelodeon green slime colored bubble with streak marks. It's decidedly unappetizing.
So, it's a zombie, so that's a thing.
With troll doll hair.
With, like, just a little tuft of hair, too. Like, so it also comes with candy, so we'll have to evaluate that candy, but you apparently put the candy in its head, and then you wind it up, and then his feet move, and then he walks and poops. So that's...
Why it gotta be a he.
That's fair. It might not be a pee. Let me see. Hold his feet steady. Wind him up.
All right, well, now that just means that I'm judging the Treat Street Company. Why it gotta be a he, Treat Street?
Every party needs a pooper, Sharon.
No. No, it doesn't. No parties need poopers.
Yeah, well, we'll see how well it walks and poops candy for us to eat.
Okay, I'm just going to read what it says on the label because I have absolutely no idea what it is. Okay? Star Wars Mash'ems. Twist'em and Squish'em. Exclusive Metallic Edition, Series 1. the words on that I understand are Star Wars. And it has pictures of kind of these chibi-style heads, you know, with big eyes and squat features of Star Wars characters. And the Darth Vader looks like a spider.
All right, yeah.
Because of the squashed mask makes him look like he has fangs. So I am assuming this is some sort of toy based on the fact that it has a choking hazard label on the back.
I think it's one of those squishable toys.
The liquid in this product contains cosmetic approved preservatives.
There's liquid?
I have so many concerns. And then it lists, like, the chemical names of the cosmetic approved preservatives. Liquid is certified non-toxic.
So...
That is not reassuring, Star Wars Mash'ems.
So you know how there's those, like, cows that when you squeeze them, their eyes bug out?
I used to have a pig keychain that pooped.
Yeah, so I wonder if that's what this does.
Maybe.
I think that's what the Mash'ems line is.
Okay.
Also, I'm confused because it's obviously R2-D2.
Right.
Obviously 3CPO.
I'm sorry, who was that?
C-3PO. Obviously Darth Vader. Obviously a Stormtrooper. Obviously Boba Fett. And then there's a silhouette of obviously Yoda.
Yeah, the ears are unmistakable, but instead of a face, it has a question mark.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. There's a silhouette, and it's like, what? Who else could it be?
Yeah, like, that's not exactly a mystery character.
So, I don't know. That's on you.
Yeah, I think what caught my eye about it, honestly, is the fact that it's a capsule.
Yeah, capsules are cool.
Capsules are fun to open. And yeah. Just, you know, the palm size of it is like, you know, it's like a secret treasure.
Okay.
That I might regret buying.
You will regret buying.
Probably.
So this is something I won't regret buying, but I don't know what I'm getting my hand getting into here. It is Harry Potter Fantastic Beasts Lego minifig random pack. So for one, 5+. So that's a thing because there's choking hazards. It's a limited edition. There's 22 to collect. It says Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts on it. I think that's the brand they're going with now. That way you can mix and match. Because, like, obviously Harry Potter. Obviously Voldemort. I guess that's got to be Hermione.
I don't
But know. Then there's, like, Newt Scamander.
I haven't seen any of the new movies. The last Harry Potter movie I saw was number 4. So if there's any movie characters that are only in those, like, following movies... I don't know who
like Newt, they are. Newt Scamander?
Like Newt Scamander, for example, who was not even a character.
He was.
He wasn't a character. He was the author of a book. Like, yep. His name was mentioned, but that does not mean that he was a character.
Regardless, now he's a character, and he comes. Now, the cool thing is, it looks like they all come with some sort of prop. You know, obviously, some come with wands, which I don't care about wands. But Newt Scamander comes with little fucking possum thing. I can't remember what it's called. It's the thing that steals gold in the movie.
I don't know.
But it steals gold, so I kind of want that. It looks like Voldemort comes with the snake, Nagini.
Nagini, or possibly Nagini.
I'm going to go with Nagini.
I always read it as Nagini, and I've never heard it said out loud by somebody who actually has a say.
I'm going to say it's Nagini, like Naga, like the root.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense.
I really don't want Dobby because I think Dobby's creepy as hell.
And he has dead soulless eyes.
And it looks like he has like a sock. Or yeah. some laundry
like
or something.
Like, all of the other characters, their eyes are pointed slightly inward, so it looks like they're actually looking at something. Dobby has the thousand-yard PTSD stare.
So does Dumbledore, though. Just, I wish I am dead now.
Yeah, he's also holding the reflection basin.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what that thing is called. The way it's looked, the way that it's drawn, though, or possibly photographed, it really looks like a toilet bowl.
Yeah. So, the reason I picked it up is because, A, Harry Potter, name recognition. Lego, name recognition. But it also is really busy. Like, on this, what is this, fucking...
It's like 2x3? Yeah.
Let's say 3x3, there's 9 characters. More than that, if you count all their little extra add-ons. Like, this guy's got a hot dog. So, like, all their extra things, it's really busy.
Lots of color.
And even the characters are outlined in silver to make them pop.
Oh, yeah. So, it's extra reflective.
So it drew my eye. Yep. And there we are.
So I have another food item. And this is something that I would never have purchased if we aren't doing this. This is one of those things that I look at in the impulse aisle pretty regularly and always go, no, that's stupid. But now I am the proud owner of a bag of Sensible Portions Garden Veggie Straws.
Sensible Portions.
This feels really judgy to me, just it as does. A company name. Sensible Portions, because you can't control yourself, you fat fuck.
I mean, they're giving you vegetable straws instead
vegetable
of potato chips.
Vegetable straws. Yeah, it's like, we don't even trust you with a full fry type nope. thing. It's a straw. It's hollow. And they make sure that on the front, every single straw... You can see it's hollow.
Yeah.
It is empty inside.
Like you will be.
Once you eat these. Probably. We'll find out.
I purchased a compact mirror. It is covered in purple sequins.
It is very gaudy.
And honestly, that's what it was. I was just like, what the fuck are all these sequins doing? Whatever, I guess I grabbed one to look at it.
It's there so that you can signal rescue planes if you get stranded.
Covered in sequins. Now, I did, like, look at the colors, and I did grab one that caught my eye
You do
more.
Like purple.
I do like purple. It's a good color. It's eye-catching.
And it's a miroir de poche.
I would probably say miroir.
Miroir de poche. Still learning French, guys.
It's probably posh.
Still learning mystery language, guys.
Yeah.
It's a posh mirror.
It's pretty posh. Yeah, I mean, there's really not much to say. I'll try to break it, probably, when I open it.
Oh, totally.
And see, like, how it folds. But it's heavy. It's metal.
Yeah,
so.
it's pretty solid. Okay, so I have hair chalk. Yep.
Cool.
It... What attracted me to it specifically is actually the bar shape.
Okay.
With the different colors, the purple, the blue, and the green. The green in particular is very reminiscent of Sticky Tack.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking love Sticky Tack.
I used to use blue Sticky Tack, so I mean, I for same reasons, I would look at it like that.
Yeah, like it's the same color. So it definitely drew my eye
for
that.
What if it's just Sticky Tack and you're just Sticky Tacking your hair?
Well, that would be false advertising.
Well, I mean, technically it's going to color it.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it does about that. But the back does reassure me that it is non-toxic, which is paradoxically unreassuring.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see how it does practically, but
we
right
both
now,
have dark hair, so.
Yeah, we do. So I don't know how it's going to go, but we're going to follow the instructions on the back, which are very clear and printed
excellent.
Very, very small. And we'll see how it does, but right now, I mean... I am kind of not happy that I have it because I do have very dark hair and I have very stubborn hair and all of my previous attempts at temporary color have been negligibly effective.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll see.
All right. I purchased Gudetama the Lazy Egg. It's a squishable. It's, again, 8 to collect and it's just this fucking terrifying egg yolk. Sitting on top of his, like, anthropomorphized egg yolk sitting on top of his egg white in disturbing ways.
Look at his face. Look at how dead inside he is.
Yeah, this is weird.
Like, he's got that posture of, like, I am waiting on a desert island for any boat, please
come. He's curled in the fetal position.
This is actually quite sad and disturbing. And look at this art on it. The art is this poor guy, this stranded on a desert island egg yolk guy, being stabbed with chopsticks.
Now, even worse is that the 8 different versions,
most of them are just as sad.
Creepy.
Like this guy chilling in the half shell. He's got a little hot tub thing going in a half an eggshell.
There's one that's like hiding his head under an egg. I don't get it. It's weird. I don't know why Gudetama or whatever has become a thing, but apparently it's a thing.
Wait, where did this come from? Like, so he,
craft store.
The other collectible things, not craft store, not literally, I mean, where did this come from? Because the other collectible things are like major franchises and Lego products and, you know, things like that. What is Gudetama?
Just Japan things.
Just Japan things?
I mean, that's definitely
Japan. Is there
Japan.
Like a Gudetama, like, kids show or something?
God, I hope not.
It sounds terrifying.
I think it's kind of like, God, what was his name? Doko? Doro? Poro?
The manners guy?
No, the giant Domo.
Domo. Yeah, yeah. I thought that's what he did, is he teaches manners.
I don't know. Domo arigato. I had no clue. I just knew he was a big brown monster.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
Maybe that's Gudetama.
Maybe. If anybody can tell us what the fuck Gudetama is, I'm actually interested.
We'll probably be posting some pictures of this, by the way.
We will be. We will definitely
try to figure out things. So.
All right. Okay. I'm not proud of this, guys. So I saw a box full of sequins. And so I investigated the box full of sequins. And it turns out that it was a box full of plushies made of sequins. But it's those sequins that have, I think it's called the mermaid sequins.
Oh, yeah, I can see
that.
But,
like, where you brush it one way and it's one color, and you brush it the other way and it's another color, and I'm demonstrating for the microphone for some reason. I don't know.
It's fun to play with.
It is fun to play with. It is actually remarkably soothing. Like, the tactile experience of picking this up and messing with the sequins is actually quite nice.
It's the only thing I've ever had that has mermaid sequins.
Yeah, I've never had it before. I like to be really judgy about other people's buying things for no reason, really, and definitely not for any justified reason. So I was always like, that's stupid. Why would anybody buy that? Well, turns out I'm stupid and it's awesome.
Yes.
I'm very happy with this. Now, what I'm less happy about is the fact that it's called a shimmies. And it's spelled S-H-I-M-M-E-E-Z.
Nah, it's fun to move back and forth.
Yeah,
it's
definitely he has a stupid. Name.
Oh, what's name. This owl's name?
His name is Oliver.
Oh, Oliver?
No, Oliver.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it's not punny. It's not punny. He's just Oliver the Owl.
Okay.
So yeah, I was going to name him, you know, Jared or something, but
why the fuck would you name him Jared?
I don't know.
What about a purple sequined owl ghost? That nigga looks like a Jared.
He's fabulous.
Why is Jared fabulous?
Because Jared is also a jewelry store.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I literally made that up. Jared is just a name that came to mind.
Okay, I'm still confused by your Jared.
I don't know, man. There's no knowing, really. But yeah, like, ultimately, I'm actually very happy with having all right. purchased this.
We need to put him down, because otherwise we're getting too much feel time on Jared the Owl.
Yeah, Jared needs some alone time.
Okay. So, there was a thing of stickers, and this one said sticker book. Now, sadly, I don't know if it's actually stickers or just a place to put stickers. We're going to find out later.
Yeah, we're not opening
but it. But party food sticker book. It looks like it has stickers in it. I hope it has stickers in it. I'll be real disappointed.
Well, it says 366 pieces.
That better be some motherfucking stickers.
So, I'm hoping there's some stickers in that.
Yeah. It was $1 here and $1.50 in Canada. So. Huh.
Canada.
Take that, Canada.
Higher prices.
God, what was it called? America Junior?
Yeah.
America Junior.
America Junior. Well, America Junior is kind of outstripping us right now.
Different reasons.
And we're bitter about that, America Junior. Show some filial piety or something. I don't know, man. You do you, boo.
All of Canada, boo.
So I picked up this thing because it's hand-sized.
Yep.
Usually I didn't know what it was when I picked it up.
Looks like an egg.
Yeah, it looks like an egg. It's hand-sized. It's this very soothing light blue color. And then I picked it up, and it's one of those weird ball chapstick things.
Hmm. Did you pick that one up specifically because it's blue?
Yes.
Okay.
There was also a pink one. I like blue better.
Okay. Because that flavor is vanilla mint.
Yeah, I'm not excited about the mint vanillier.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, vanilla mint is unappealing as a series of words, much less as a flavor. But yeah, so it's this Eos lip balm, visibly soft, TM. I don't really have any other things to say about it. I do like the way it feels in the hand because okay. It is like that perfect palm size.
Okay.
However, when it comes to the usefulness of it, I'm actually kind of concerned because I work in uniform. I don't carry a bag around with me. And so something this bulbous is actually not very convenient to carry. Whereas the little chapstick sticks slide in a pocket really nicely, like a pen, no big deal.
You are not the target audience.
I am not the target audience for this, 100%.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see how it does. Maybe.
Maybe it's so amazing you will start being the audience.
Maybe vanilla mint is delicious. Who knows?
Okay. My last item, I definitely picked up because I was confused by what it was.
What did you think it was when you first saw
it? I didn't know. I just saw that, like, it was turkey-shaped.
Okay.
And then I picked it up, and apparently it's a turkey hat.
Which end of the turkey is it?
It is not the butt of the turkey. You are putting your head into the chest cavity area.
That is the butt of the turkey. The legs go up above your head. Your head is in the turkey butt. Because look at it. Stand it up. So, like, those are turkey legs.
Yeah.
Right? Turkey wings.
Yeah.
Right. So, these are, like, turkey pants. Right
yeah, now. Yeah. So, they're turkey pants.
So, when your head goes in it, your head is in the turkey butt.
Okay. So, what my point was is that I'm not shoving my head into the turkey butt.
Oh, you're not shoving your head into the cloaca of the turkey.
Yeah. No. It's into you're where...
Shoving it into the dismembered...
Yeah. Where the breast and, like, head would be. That is where my head is going to be. And then I will have legs and wings sticking up out of the side of my head. Now, we're not wearing it because...
That's part of the actual review, which will be later.
So, turkey hat.
Yeah. All right. So, I have mixed feelings about this one. It caught my eye because I thought that it was fake. And I was like, why would you fake that? It's a tiny cactus. I have nothing to say about this tiny cactus. Except that it's a tiny cactus. And this is the one that I investigated. There were other... cactuses? Maybe it is fake.
You are a clever,
it's
clever
fake.
Person.
Oh my god! I'm so upset about this right now because I had actually sort of grown used to the idea of owning a tiny cactus. And it's a tiny fake-ass cactus.
Yep, that's a fake cactus.
Oh my god. Alright, well, you got me, fake cactus company. You got me. But I was looking at it, and I was like, there are so many other, like, prettier cactuses, but I wouldn't have investigated them. I investigated this one because it looks fake. Apparently for good reason.
Yeah, so. We're going to throw that away because we don't want to investigate too much more because we've already done a lot
of it. Yeah, the experience of fake cactus ownership will come later.
Overall, I'm not sad with my purchases. But until I actually get to use them, I'm kind of, I'm reticent. I'm hesitant.
Both good words.
I don't know any other words that go hesitant. We'll see how they shake out.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes when it comes to the actual testing. So thank you for listening to phase one. We'll proceed immediately from your perspective to phase two. But for us, there's going to be some time lapse.
Time lapse.
Welcome back. It is now 2 weeks later. Time teleportation noises. You know, the
boodle, 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 boop.
That works. I think that's Batman, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Batman time travels, too.
Fair enough. Okay, so it's 2 weeks later. Our initial impressions have worn off. And now we're going to reevaluate the things with a side of actually opening them. Here we go. What's first, Bryce?
I have a turkey hat.
Turkey hat!
So now I'm actually going to put it on my head and see like how it feels, how it fits. Because re-looking at it, the quality is not good.
The outside also feels disgusting. It's that like quasi-plush, really cheap velvet that's actually kind of prickly and gross. Like it feels like the way the word polyester sounds. It's bad. How does it feel?
Kind of snug. I mean, I have a big head.
Yeah.
It's a little tight on the rim. It's definitely like stretching the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was the type of guy to be like, ha ha ha, dad jokes, let's also do Thanksgiving while I cook and wear a stupid turkey apron while I wear this hat, ha ha ha, Thanksgiving, then it would be great. Or if I was Carrot Top.
So are you going to wear it to Thanksgiving?
No. I will give it to my dad, though.
Oh.
Because he may like dad jokes and he will love it.
Okay.
Actually, he'll probably hate it. But because it's a gift from his son, he'll wear it.
I would like pictures of this.
I will enjoy him wearing it. All right. You should try it on.
Okay.
You have a much smaller head than I.
It just feels so gross.
It's not good.
It feels terrible. Which side is the front?
I don't know.
Like the top of the turkey?
That's what I was doing, so that the wings were like pointed out.
Because it's got this almost like Thor helmet profile.
Oh, yeah.
With the wing as like the base of the wing, yeah, and then the leg as the top. So
yeah, no.
I guess from a really great distance, it's not that bad.
And it's also, you know... You look more like Thor / like a fantasy fighter versus an idiot in a turkey hat.
Okay, well, I'm taking that as a compliment. Yeah, it feels weird. It like there's this constant like styrofoamish kind of crackle.
Yeah,
and it feels unpleasant on my skin. Not a fan, to be honest. I'm also not a fan of stupid hats. Like I like hats, but I don't like novelty hats.
I don't mind stupid hats, but stupid hats for holidays are really hard to do. Like, I have a bunch of jester's hats.
Okay.
You could wear those anytime.
I do like jester hats.
Turkey hats, kind of specific.
Very specific.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
You want me to just keep pulling things out of the bag?
Yeah, let's just see what there is.
The next thing, Party Foods sticker book.
Stickers!
So, on the cover, there's, like, a bunch of... like random foods, like a glass of lemonade, a donut.
It's the kind of food that would be described as Americana. You know, it's like that classic hot dog with mustard, and there's the
snow
pizza.
Cone.
Yeah, and the carnival red and white striped popcorn thing.
Yeah. So opening it up, you see a bunch of stickers, which hopefully, that's what you wanted. Yeah. I'm stoked. The entire thing is nothing but food stickers. So
that's actually cool.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with five mustard, like the classic squeeze bottle mustard stickers, but somebody's getting mustard stickers on their car. Not us. It's not us.
Don't put stickers on people's car.
I'm not saying I'm going to, but I'm saying if they end up with mustard stickers, I'll just take it to work. And whenever somebody parks like a jerk, they'll get a stupid food sticker.
They will know it's you.
Probably.
So I have a sticker and it... like, the surface of the sticker, it's slightly matte. It's this, like, almost glossy finish on the sticker, which I like. It's actually very pleasant to the touch. And then putting it on something...
it sticks pretty decent, but, ooh, it doesn't, like... now, it doesn't do the thing where it peels in layers. So it's kind of plasticine when it comes up, and...
yeah, so the entire adhesive layer comes back up. When you... oh, no, that was on the wood.
Oh, well, apparently wood is better than paper.
Which is what you're more likely to stick it to, if we're being honest.
Yeah, all right, well, let me see. Maybe it's just you. Mine came up without a glitch on the paper.
You didn't put it on the paper. You put it on the table.
On the table. Yeah, okay, paper not so hot.
Though, honestly, if you're trying to take a sticker off of something, like, that's kind of against the purpose of stickers in the first place. I like the variety of foods.
Yeah, there's a lot of foods, like... a caramel apple. Or no, candied apple, not caramel
apple. Yeah, that's a candied apple.
They're similar, because, I mean, they're sticks with apples. But snow cones, pizza slices, whole pizzas.
Yeah, a lot of condiment squeezies, a lot of mustard and ketchup.
Yeah, and corn dogs. Holy shit, there's like 20 corn dogs.
There's a lot of corn dogs.
And hot hamburgers. So many hamburgers.
They're cheeseburgers. You see, they have cheese on them.
My apologies. So many cheeseburgers. And also, like, one apron that says Kiss the Cook on every page. I don't know why. Either way, it was a dollar. So, like...
yeah, this is, actually, I would say, is pretty good quality for a dollar. Like, the stickers, they feel nice. They come off of the page really easily. So...
I will gladly say this was a win. I think we are going to make a pile of win things and a pile of bad things, and...
okay, so...
so far, stickers are great. And hat is
turkey
bad.
Turkey hat is not great. All right, what's next?
This is... the creepy, weird Gudetama lazy egg squish thing.
Lazy egg.
Crack it open. Let's.
Okay.
Let's not hold this back. We got a lot of items. There's a tear part right there. What is wrong with you?
The bottom had already gapped. Like the.
So the packaging is shit as it is.
Well, it's not positive. So it feels like a stress ball that you might find at like an insurance place or something. Like that's approximately the texture. However, when you squeeze it, it stays squeezed for a good like 2 seconds before it slowly comes back into its
creepy, sad egg shape.
Creepy, sad egg shape. This is definitely an egg that is rethinking his life choices. Also, it's very satisfying to squeeze, though.
It is. But, like, he looks so depressing and sad that it just feels bad to squeeze
him. Yeah, my impression of his face has not changed. I do kind of feel bad for squeezing him because he clearly is
dealing
adrift.
With some shit. He's dealing with some shit.
He's adrift on an island.
Also, like, it's a stress ball, and it, as you said, it's like the cheap-ass insurance stress balls that they mass produce. So it's not like a quality stress ball. Also, there's the line of where the either two halves came together
or the seam. The mold.
Yeah, the seam in the mold. And it's like, that's the flash that you want cut off.
So, what? Yeah, but in anything mass-produced, that flash is going to be there. Like, the only mass-produced thing I have never seen flash on is Lego pieces.
And Lego's pieces. Amazing.
Yeah. Something, I guess, that gets me is that there's nothing on the packaging to indicate what item this is. We're assuming that it's a stress ball type thing just because of what it's made of and how it feels to squeeze. But there is nothing on the packaging to indicate that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just supposed to be like a desktop collectible,
thing.
Personalize your cubicle type thing. I don't know.
I'm probably going to bring it to work and throw it at somebody.
Okay.
And then let them put it on their desk. Or I'm just going to leave it on other people's desks and
so
walk away.
Which pile does it go into?
I'm going to say no. I'm not really pleased with it.
Yeah.
As a stress ball, it's not great. As a weird decoration, it's not great. Like, overall, it's just not great for anything.
It is weirdly compelling, though.
Well.
Like, to squeeze it.
I mean, if that's what you're into.
I love squeezing egg people.
Poor guys.
Okay, what's next?
Dance party splash proof speaker.
Okay.
Now, the issue I'm seeing so far is that we're not going to be able to test the quality of the speaker.
What do you mean?
What are you going to hook up your phone to it real quick and play something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. While you're doing that, then...
Oh,
while you're...
maybe I will. It might not be charged.
Usually they'll have a little bit of charge, but...
Maybe. Okay. I like the packaging, actually, quite a bit.
That's a huge suction cup.
Yeah, well, I... kind of hope so. I mean, it's got to hold up a fairly heavy electronic thing.
Oh, I don't know how heavy it is.
Oh, it's really just a few ounces, but in terms of things that you want sticking to suction cups, it's significant. Yeah.
Also going into the shower. Ooh.
That was a nice and pleasant sound. Designation in Bluetooth land is gems. It's called gems.
Ooh, okay. I already like that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Probably shouldn't have it right next to the mic.
It's not picking up that bad. It's fairly good quality. And it fades out when you hit the pause button, so that's nice.
It's also really nice. The sound comes from the back.
Yeah, so it diffuses really nicely.
Yeah. And so since it is made for like the shower, or I mean splash-proof speaker, wherever you want it. But let's be fair, it's going to the shower.
It is going into the shower.
Like, it will bounce off the walls of the bathroom and the shower stall, so that'll be really nice. Like, I don't know what this phone is, though.
Oh, I think it's because it Bluetooth connects to your phone. So
oh, maybe. So you could call somebody while you're in the shower and be like, yo, dog,
maybe.
This is my splash-proof speaker.
Hey, I'm in the shower. Why are you calling me?
They don't know you're in the shower.
Well, they will know once you tell them.
That's fair.
Because they'll be like, what's all that noise? And you'll be like, I was doing karaoke in the shower and you ruined it, Dave.
Well, there wouldn't be any noise because...
I also don't have any friends named Dave, so I feel like that was a really safe name.
I was going to say something mean.
But... Oh, that I don't have any friends? You're not wrong. You and Todd. And Todd's a dog. He's everybody's friend.
I mean, except for respectable Dave.
Oh, see, I guess you do know Dave.
Yeah.
It also has a little chime when you turn it off. We talked over it. But it's actually it's a very pleasant sound.
Huh. Okay. I'm pleased with this.
Yeah. No, I think this is great.
Part of it is cost. I don't remember how much that cost.
Fortunately, we saved the receipts.
Aw, man, we're clever.
We're so good at this. Not sure what it is on this thing. Oh, gems. It's actually called gems. $10.
For an impulse item, I think $10 is too high.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I kind of disagree. It is an electronic, so,
yeah. You
know, water resistant. It claims that it has 2.5 hour playtime.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Considering, I mean, at my longest, a shower's half an hour.
It's a really long shower.
Well, sometimes you gotta shave your legs, and it takes time. It's a lot of surface area.
I don't shave my legs that often, so.
You should try it before you judge how long people's showers are.
I have.
But did you do it in the shower?
No, I took a bath, because, like, that seems like it would be way easier.
That's why I said at my longest, the longest shower. It is way easier. I'm going to call this one a win.
Yeah, I'm okay with the win.
I'm going to put it in the win pile?
Win pile it is. All right, next one. Garden Veggie Straws, Sea Salt by Sensible Portions.
Ooh, this one was me.
It was you. So was the speaker.
What's your point?
I don't know why you're so stoked about these ones being you. You're going to open this one from the bottom as well?
No, but I am trying to create dead space so that I can cut out the sound of me opening it. All right, bag.
You're a monster.
Ripped open.
All right, I'm not waiting for you. I'm just going to start digging into Okay. Pop. It's orange, so I'm assuming it's a carrot.
Okay, this is yellow, so I don't know what it is.
You chew so fucking loud.
So do you. These things are so loud.
Nah, I don't chew that loud.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that way to me, so obviously that's not true.
These are incredibly bland.
But they're not bad. I'd rather have these over a potato chip. I'm gonna eat another one.
They do taste different from each other. Like, the first time I had a yellow one, this time I had an orange one. But none of them taste good.
I think the orange one tastes okay. The green one, definitely not a good feeling.
Okay, I'm gonna try the green one.
All right, let me try a yellow one.
Because the yellow one was really bland.
Okay, that might be. The yellow one had a really bad immediate taste and then got bland. The green one had a bad taste that lasted forever. And then the orange one was just okay.
So there's three vegetables pictured on the front of the bag.
Is one a carrot?
I don't know.
No, obviously not. That's a tomato.
Well, okay, I know that one's a tomato. So the orange one has to be tomato. The green one has to be spinach. But then there's this, it looks like a potato.
It probably is just a potato. Potatoes are bland as hell.
While I agree, I'm trying to process the idea of making veggie straws out of something that people already make chips and fries out of. Like, it seems to me that the novelty is that it's made out of a real vegetable.
These aren't.
They're not made out of real vegetables?
Kind of other. Veggie straws. Potato starch, potato flour, cornstarch, tomato paste, spinach powder, salt, potassium chloride, sugar, beetroot powder. So basically they're just potato chips shaped and then flavored with vegetables.
It's not even potato chips, because at least potato chips are actually made out of sliced potatoes, and you can see by the variation in color that that's true. This is more like pulped potatoes, the starches of which have been formed into this
straw,
shape.
Which, why would you go with the straw? I don't know. So are Pringles.
Oh, are those potato pulp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But Pringles are good.
Yeah, the Pringles are good. They have flavor. Even, the plain Pringles are good. These, like, it says sea salt on them, but there isn't enough salt, really.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't taste like anything, and it doesn't taste salty. And I know salty things aren't supposed to taste salty. That's a sign of too much salt, but...
So when I was younger, one of my friends is Laotian. His mom always made these, like, shrimp crackers. And they're basically just, like, I don't know what the fuck they were, but they're multicolored, little weird things that she fried up and they puffed up, taste exactly like this.
I have had shrimp puffs in the past, back when we were hanging out with the wizard, but it's been long enough that I don't really remember enough to compare.
It's just the texture of them is very, it's like...
Oh, that puffy...
Puffed something with a little bit of flavor.
It's like a higher class Cheeto.
Yeah, I'm gonna say fail.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that one is a fail.
I don't think they're, like, horribly inedible. And if somebody was like, hey, I didn't bring chips, I brought some veggie straws, I'd be like, okay, whatever. Why didn't you just get chips? That would be my question. Why didn't you just get chips? Because everyone likes chips. Veggie straws are weird.
These aren't even, like, structurally sound enough to dip into things. Because I was thinking about it. If you dip in, because this is the perfect bland vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
This is the perfect bland vehicle for enough dip. And you know my philosophy of dip.
I disagree. Like, I'm just leaning my hand on it, and it's pressured.
Do we have anything? Do we have, like, hummus or something?
I don't know. You'd have to go check.
I don't want to go check.
Okay.
I mean, they might have the structural integrity required to make them good for dipping, but other than that, they have no flavor on their own. The texture is not super pleasant.
Overall, I wouldn't buy these again. If somebody else ate them,
Are you going to make fun of Todd for chewing loudly?
I was looking at his sound graph that happened when he was chewing, and it's just like, ka-chomp, ka-chomp, ka-chomp. Silence. Because he's, not right next to the mic.
Right.
But he's a dog, so...
Chew with your mouth closed, Todd.
He doesn't have complete lips. He can't do that. Rude. All right, boys. Time for the monster pooper. Got some candy treats. Poops monsters.
I forgot that the monster pooper was a thing.
You want to crack a skull open?
Yeah, you know how much I love cracking skulls. Oh, gosh.
So it's got the horrible wind-up sound that all of those type of cheap wind-up toys have.
It feels cheap. The plastic feels it's almost oily.
It's definitely cheap. His brain cavity looks like he could hold twice the amount of balls I'm putting in there, but it didn't come with any, and there was no refillable packs.
It should be noted that the balls are candy balls that came with the monster pooper.
All right, so I'm winding them up. Now, it also... came with this tray that says, wind up your pooper and place in this tray. So, like, it's a small tray. Why would I want my pooper to, like, only walk that far? I'm not using that fucking tray. He's gonna walk across the table in all his poopy glory. All right, here you go, pooper. Make it happen.
He walks for a long time.
He also didn't even poop out all his balls.
He pooped really fast. Like,
yeah. You done, buddy? You done? You got a little more in you? All right. It's done. I'm just immediately putting that in. Unless this candy is phenomenal.
I don't know. That was enjoyable. And honestly, if as really? A child I had gotten that in my, like, as a trick-or-treat thing, uh-huh. I would have been stoked.
Okay.
Of, like, the candy aside, because, I mean, kids will eat any of the candy. So the candy aside, just the fact that it's a toy, it poops candy, you get to wind it up. Like, it's actually pretty neat.
Okay, so let's see what age range it's telling us is okay for.
Probably not 28.
Okay, not for children under 3 years. Okay, so if I was 4 through 10, I'd probably love the shit out of this thing. Because it's a candy pooper.
Yeah.
The candy itself is just basic, like...
Oh, it's terrible.
I can't remember. They come in a stupid tube. They're kind of like chalk.
The coins.
Yeah.
Rocco?
That's not the name of a candy.
No, it's something... It's the kind of thing you would see on a shelf next to candy buttons.
It's like shitty Pez. Because even Pez has, like, better flavor, better, like, everything. This is just... Meh.
Yeah, even the candy coating on the outside, which you can normally expect to be pure sugar,
mm-hmm.
has very little taste. Like, I'm getting a hint of something kind of fruity.
Yeah. Oh, they're like shitty fruit tarts?
Sweet tarts?
Sweet tarts. Yeah, sweet tarts was the thing I was thinking earlier. But they also, there's a specific fruit tart type of thing where it's like shaped like a banana and an apple.
Runts.
No, Runts, that's not it. Runts are little crappy little nuggets.
No, those are Nerds. Runts are the ones that are shaped like fruit. Oh.
All right, well, I trust you then. That sounds... Yeah, no, you're accurate. You got that.
I said it with lots of confidence.
Yeah, you did. I believe you. So apparently it's Runts. Runts. It tastes like shitty Runts. It's like...
No, it just tastes like Runts, which are already shitty.
You go to hell. Those Cavendish bananas are the
best. They have the Gros Michel banana flavor.
Exactly. You know why?
Because they're better?
Yes.
We don't know. You've never had a Gros Michel banana.
I've had the candy that's flavored after Gros Michel.
I have lots of things to say, but it's not really a productive argument. One day we will get a Gros Michel banana and...
No, we won't. They don't exist.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they're really expensive. They're not in...
They're very rare.
Okay, so the different colors do taste different.
I'm sure they do, but I'm not invested enough in this candy to try
it. Me either. I tried two. The blue one was okay. The orange one had gross. Okay, so we're going to say if you are 4 to 10 candy poopers, awesome. If you're not, just don't. If you have a kid.
How much was it?
Looking at a receipt. Monster poopers were $5.99.
Yeah, so if its main value is as like a cheap trick-or-treating item, I think $5.99 is a bit excessive.
Yeah. Gudetama, $9.
That's $9?
Nine fucking dollars.
For a shitty stress ball that doesn't even fill your hand nicely?
Yeah, no. That is already in no category, and it stays there.
Cactus friend! Okay, so initially I was very upset upon discovering that this is a fake cactus. And I still do want a real little tiny cactus because I think they're adorable. And it's probably the only plant that I can't kill. Because I'm pretty sure you just have to spray water in its general direction like once a month and it's fine. And that's about my speed when it comes to gardening.
Cactus are pretty strong.
Yeah. So I was initially very disappointed, but it's grown on me. The idea of it has grown on me, and I'm pretty pleased with it right now, and I think I'm going to take it to work and put it on my desk.
Okay.
Because I enjoy it. And also, I work in a bank vault. It's really boring.
I think it's great.
Yeah, my one complaint is, like, the texture of the terracotta pot that comes in, it is incredibly unpleasant to touch. So,
but that's what this feels like.
I may actually just like
paint it
or something so that I don't have to touch it directly. But yeah, so this has grown on me. How much was it?
$1.
$1?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was just like $3.99. I would have been still happy with
this. Yeah, no, I'm stoked with it for $1. That's great.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to call this one a win.
Because we got that at Target, right?
I think so.
All right. I'm super stoked about the Super Mario Hanger and Trading Card Collector Pack because I like opening packs. I'm a Magic the Gathering player. I enjoy opening things and seeing what I get. Again, hoping for Wario or Waluigi. He's good too. Honestly, any three on the bottom. Bowser, Wario, Waluigi. All about him.
You just like the bad guys.
I also like Yoshi. I just really don't like Mario and Luigi.
They're very bland.
Yeah. I mean, Donkey Kong. So, out of these nine, I'm okay with five of them. I'm doing it. It is Princess Peach. I mean, I guess that's okay. That's thick.
It looks solid.
That is real thick.
It's very sturdy.
Yeah.
And the clip is pretty sturdy as well. Like, usually that's the failure point, but, like, squeezing it, mm-hmm. like, it's got a decent amount of resistance on it. And it has actual metal links.
Yeah, instead of those little plastic links.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. They put a little bit of cardboard around it. That way you couldn't just, like, feel what it was.
That's cool. Look at the paint job.
It's a good paint job?
It is like, really good. Consider that these are mass-produced. They're probably stamped, as you can tell by the flash seam on the sides.
Yeah.
And then look at the consistency of that paint job. There's no bleeding. Everything is the color it's supposed to be.
Yeah, like there's one spot on her eye where it's like supposed to be just a white dot and it looks like a little bit of the white paint got into the black.
I don't think so. I think that's just the shiny mark.
No. See, there's the white line. We're describing the thing.
Oh, in the seam.
Yeah, in the seam, there's a little bit of white where there should only be black, and that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it is hard down there to see.
But yeah, this is high quality mass-produced thing. Like, even the little letters on the back, each one is clearly painted. You know, it doesn't just have that general sort of roller look to it. So. I mean, I know that you weren't stoked about getting Princess Peach, but
no, it's not bad.
This is a high quality object. Yeah. Now, for me, I don't like little
dangly things,
tchotchkes in general. So
if it was something I actually wanted, I would be like, cool, I guess I'll put Wario on my backpack, whatever. But I'm not going to put Peach on my backpack because I don't like it, so I'll probably just wait to give it to some child. It's not bad. $5. You're gambling.
Yeah, and it is well made.
If I was a 4 to 12-year-old child, I'd probably be stoked. As long as I was cool with Peach. The card is garbage. Like, the card is flimsy, bent because of how it was put inside. It looks like it's part of a larger photo. So if you get all nine, you'll have the full picture. But overall, that's trash.
Yeah, but again, I mean, I really do think that the ornament is the real winner here. How much was this?
$5.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this is good. This is high quality for $5.
I
think it is.
I would pay $5 again for that. Yeah, like $5. That's really good.
I'm really impressed with the quality.
Yeah.
So you picked this one out. Do you think it's a winner?
I think it's a winner. Okay. I think as a child, I would be more stoked with this than a monster pooper.
Okay.
So into the good pile. Next item. Fake teeth.
Yay!
Giant thing of fake vampire teeth. Oh. I didn't know I needed 16 fake vampire teeth, but
we have them now.
Purple, green, black, and orange. Like, not even red.
No.
Like, why green?
Okay, so this is probably the only time that a thin, low-quality formable plastic is something that I would be happy with.
Yeah, because it's going inside your mouth.
It's going in my mouth.
I don't like how it's packaged, knowing that these are going inside your mouth. Yeah, why is it in a weird plastic mesh bag?
Because it's a novelty seasonal item, so it is made as cheaply as possible.
And that is true. In our mouth. Are you okay there? You're choking?
No, I'm going to puke.
Why?
It's
all right.
It sets off my gag reflex. Something about it. It's not the taste. It's because it doesn't have much of a taste. Just kind of that new plastic sort of smell.
Oh, maybe that's what's weird.
But it also what's weird is the fact that it doesn't feel like it fits.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't fit my mouth.
But even just on my teeth, like it doesn't fit. So it's incredibly uncomfortable to wear, not because it, you know, digs into my gums or causes pain or anything, but because my biggest concern is with, honestly, inhaling it.
Okay.
I fear inhaling things pretty greatly. That's why I don't put pens in my mouth or anything like that. It's not because they're gross, though they are, but it's because I'm worried that I will inhale it.
This is really big.
Yeah.
I don't think you would inhale this. I'm taking it out of my mouth, though. I'm done.
Yeah.
I mean, they're plastic teeth. That's the thing. They're not great. They're not horrible.
They don't stay in the mouth well while you're talking. And that is kind of a concern. Like, if it's supposed to be in any way functional.
Yeah.
At all, then it is simply not usable. And this was one of the things that caught my eye because I was confused about what it was.
Yeah.
And I deeply regret having spent money on these.
I also regret that, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure it was a dollar. So.
I mean, a dollar's not bad.
I'm going to take them to stupid places. I'm going to give out fake teeth and be stupid with fake teeth, but I don't, okay. Like, they're not worth it. They're a dollar for 16 fake teeth that you could give to children. Like, we could have handed that out for Halloween.
Instead, we turned the porch light off.
Well, we don't like kids, so, I mean.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, I mean, overall, for a dollar.
I'm going to call it a loser.
Okay, I'm okay with that. All right, next one is some Band-Aids. How many Band-Aids? Holy, that's a lot of packaging for...
20?
I understand. I'm showing you the box.
Yep.
So the box is twice the size it needs to be.
Twice is a generous
It is huge.
Yeah.
Now, they look like just basic plastic, or actually, what does it say?
Are they plastic or are they...
Not made with latex.
Oh,
so,
well,
probably plastic.
That's good.
Ugh.
See, I prefer the mesh.
Me too.
Like
me
the,
too.
The cloth strips. I feel like they hold up better.
I agree.
Which is really important, especially when you're directing Band-Aids at kids, because kids don't sit still, you know?
Yeah.
So having the flexibility of a mesh Band-Aid really is actually important.
Yeah. It's got the perforated holes that are theoretically supposed to help it stay on, but, like, I actually have a small cut on my hand that I'm trying to put it on there, and it's sticking to itself. It's not sticking to me. It wants to keep peeling up. Overall, just a low-quality Band-Aid. Which we knew it was going to be not the best quality, but I had hoped that it would at least stay on my thumb / you know, on my cut for longer than 30 seconds.
These are also very small.
So yeah, they are definitely kids' Band-Aids, but
yeah, it sticks to itself.
Going to check because I was trying to put it in just to my skin, but yeah, it's sticking to itself just fine.
Yeah, so if you were to use this on something that you can wrap both ends all the way around so that they overlap, then you're probably fine because it sticks to skin decently. Not great, but decently. But it sticks to itself really, really well. On, you know, a larger, flatter surface, I just don't know.
Oh, no. Let me get a fresh one and I'll check and see.
Honestly, the packaging of the individual Band-Aids that keeps them clean and relatively sterile is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fine for that. Back of my hand...
Yeah, flexing it and the edges are already peeling up.
Yeah, so overall, I'm going to say a loser, but it was only a dollar.
I mean, if you're the kind of person who has holiday Band-Aids, I'm pretty sure that you would love these.
Also kids. Kids will love these.
Oh, yeah,
that's the
totally.
Thing. Like, kids are all about these, and for a dollar, cool. I'm still saying loser, though, because they're just not good Band-Aids. Evaluating them on their function.
Their Band-Aidness.
Ugh. I did grab them because I was like, Halloween stuff. Whoa.
No, that's fair.
All right, Squishums Skull Series. We're going deep into this one. The Sweet Sugar Skull. There's no easy way to open this one, so I'm going to use my teeth. All right.
That took you a long time.
Getting open that package was rough.
I love the paint job on this.
I mean, it's a sugar skull, so sugar skulls are super cool. It's the same kind of weird, crappy foam stuff that the crappy egg was, but it at least looks kind of cool.
It looks cool. Also, it's bigger. Like, this actually fills the palm of my hand, and that makes it inherently more satisfying to squeeze.
Yeah.
Whereas I could wrap my fingers all the way around the sad egg.
Here, let me look at his face so I can tell which one it is. Because they have multiple black ones, multiple blue ones, multiple white ones.
Okay.
But their face pattern
this
is
one
different.
Has a red nose.
This is Tezca.
Okay, Tezca.
Like, I wish we got Mika because Mika has a cooler color pattern with purples and greens. This one has reds, greens, and yellows, which it's really cool. It's really festive. I really like the paint job.
Oh, no, yeah, this is really neat. And I actually think that this fulfills its purpose as, like,
way better, because it fits your, like you said, it fits your hand.
And it's just really satisfying.
It's also round. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, is that with the crappy egg thing, there's a weird flat surface of the egg white.
Yeah, Sad Egg Man is not, it just doesn't feel good in the hand. And part of that is it's a regular shape. Whereas a skull has a much more regular shape. And they have also smoothed out the things that would make it irregular. So it has very shallow eye sockets and very little nasal projection. So, like, it's a very smooth and continuous shape that is really satisfying to squeeze.
So, correction, the fake teeth were $3, not $1, so definitely still not worth it.
Yeah, it just makes it less worth it.
And I'm not sure which one these are. These are either $4.99 or $9.99. So,
for the
sugar skull, yeah.
Huh.
$4.99, definitely cool.
Yeah.
$9.99, starting to get a little out there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really into sugar skulls, that's cool. Overall, not unpleased. I'm way better with this, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with this. This one was a U.
Yeah, so we may change, by the way, the stress ball, because I think we got, like, two more of these weird squishy stress ball things. And so, like, my thought is that they are kind of being compared against each other as a stress ball and their usefulness.
I agree.
So.
But we're not looking for the best stress ball.
No, we're not.
We're looking for which ones we like.
Yes.
That we found in the impulse aisle. Oh, right.
Star Wars, probably stress ball thing.
Star Wars Meshums. Exclusive Metallic Edition, Series 1.
Okay, so, well, I mean, that was way easy to open. It comes in a little cool red capsule thing.
Oh, we got 3PO.
I'm way less pleased with whatever this is.
It's like a jelly thing.
I don't... Okay, so you know, there used to be a lot of them around at little, like, stores where, like, you squeeze it and the cow has, like, poop come out of its butt or, like, a pig and his eyes come out.
I used to have some pig ones.
It feels like this is supposed to do that, but, like...
It smells like that particular material.
Yeah, God.
This is actually a very nostalgic smell for me. Oh, my God, it has fluid in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it feels like it's supposed to do that, but I don't know...
This is very, like, tactilely satisfying. It's slightly sticky, but it doesn't leave any, like, residue on the hand. And then it's also interesting to watch because, like, it's almost Jell-O-like when you drop it and squeeze it. So it's, I think that it's interesting.
I don't like it. Like, it feels like just a shitty cash grab of, hey, here's a crappy product. Let's slap a Star Wars paint on it.
Crappy. For what, though?
Perhaps for an impulse.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my thing is, like, what is this for?
I don't know. Because it's not, I would not want to squeeze that as a stress ball. Because I would be afraid of breaking it and having weird goo come out.
I'm not saying that it is a stress ball. In fact, part of what I'm saying is that I think that it's not a stress ball.
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. What is it for?
I think that it is a collectible that is aimed at children.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, think about it from, you know, the child perspective. It's interesting to touch. It's interesting to squeeze. You know, it does the fun, like, Jell-O jiggly thing. And look, it's 3PO, but he's cute. Like, look at his chibi face.
Not a fan, but I didn't get it, so.
Yeah, I like it for what it is. I wouldn't want what it is, which is just, you know, a collectible item that is supposed to sit there. I wouldn't like it for that, but already having it in my hand, I actually do enjoy it.
Okay. And another issue I just have is also the fact that it's done by Rarity.
Okay.
So I'm not a fan of, like, if you're trying to do collectibles for this type of thing for kids, then you're like, oh, cool, you really want your Thomas the Tank Engine one? Well, if you really want Percy, he is a ultra-rare crystal edition.
Well, first of all, nobody cares about Percy.
If you want to collect them all.
He's a jerk.
Fine. We'll use Cars, Mater. Mater is an ultra-rare crystal, whatever that means.
Does that matter, though? Like, you're looking at it from a very gambly perspective.
I am. I'm also looking at it as a child. If this wasn't a random pickup, it'd be better. If I could say, hey, look, I just want Mater, cool.
But the point is the discovery. And that is actually very appealing. This, the little plastic,
the little capsule is really cool.
It is really
neat. I like that more than anything else.
It has a nice texture. It fits together nicely. It's a good size for what contains it. Like, this is actually really, really neat. And then the discovery of, okay, well, maybe it's something that I already have 5 3POs. But you know what? I'm going to put them all in a bowl together and shake it because it's going to look amazing.
Am I a cat? Because I am way more excited about what it came in than the thing. I like the capsule container way more than the weird jiggly thing.
Can you sit in it?
If it fits, I sit. I have part of a butt cheek inside of this capsule. That's all I got. All right, moving on. I think it's cool. What do you think? Where do you think it goes?
I'm going to put it in the yes pile.
Okay. Next up is my sweet new compact mirror.
Yes.
Because, again, I didn't know what it was when I decided to look at it, but it's shiny as hell and gaudy.
There is merit in the confusion, I feel.
Yeah. It's a weighty mirror. Like, it's not light. I mean, most of that's probably rhinestones, but...
Also glass.
I mean, it's not bad. It's a mirror. It does what mirrors do.
Yeah, it reflects.
Kind of hard to have a bad mirror. I don't like the sharp edge.
Yeah, it does have a very, very sharp edge.
Because it's just stamped steel.
Yeah, and it has mirrors on both sides, on the top and the bottom, but neither one is magnifying. So from a compact perspective,
what's the point?
It loses some value.
Yeah.
Like, there is point in being able to, you know, use it on the fly, but without that magnifying side, like, why have two mirrors?
Yeah. How's the clasp?
Let's see. Let's listen to it.
Okay, now open it. Let's see how that... It seems to clasp pretty nice, and that's the good.
I don't know. It sounds good, but it feels very weak.
Yeah.
Like, it is incredibly easy to open, and that concerns me. The clasp has no moving parts. It just clicks together. So the fact that it's so easy to open does concern me.
Mm-hmm.
However... This shouldn't be containing anything.
No, yeah, it's just a mirror.
It's just mirrors. So it really doesn't need to stay clasped.
No. I cannot say enough how the top is covered with purple sequins.
Rhinestones.
My bad. Which is fine because that's what it is. Like, this is something I would gladly give away for, like, a kid's party.
It's cute. It is cute.
Like, this is great.
And it's definitely something that's aimed at that, like, kind of 10 to 14-year-old, you know, just starting to wear makeup, you know, getting your adult purse items together.
I wouldn't even say 14. I would say, like, 8 to 10.
Maybe younger. Yeah. But it's definitely aimed at, you know, somebody's first compact mirror.
Yeah.
And it's got that, like, bright purple and the rhinestones and the sparkly that is more attractive to children. But it's also this, like, adult object.
Children and Bryce. $1.50.
Nice.
Yeah, like, I think this is a great winner. Because, honestly, even if anything else, it's just a $1.50 mirror.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It serves its function fine. So, I'm putting it in the S pile. Let's go
all
in
right.
there.
Nice. What's next?
Lip balm.
Okay. So this is an EOS, one of those ball lip balms that I've seen for many, many years now and have never purchased. In part because some lip balms that I have tried, I've had a really unpleasant reaction to. And
you're allergic, like, to things.
I am. And my skin gets really kind of scaly and it's unpleasant. So I basically just stick to ChapStick brand ChapStick.
Gotcha.
Because I know that it's safe.
That makes sense.
But this is vanilla mint.
Mm.
So I guess we'll see. Let's see how the plastic comes off.
Crack it open and we'll get a taste on.
Plastic's really hard to open.
More and more I'm wishing that one of the items we impulsed was like a little knife.
Impulse pocket knife would have been a great idea.
Yeah. You want some help?
Sharp object.
Well, I've got my wit.
All right, well, have at it, Mr. Wit.
I also have, like, nails, so.
You do. You actually have more nails than I do right now.
I do. I only had time to trim one half. So when I went in sword fight, I was like grabbing a sword and I was like, oh, I'm going to break a nail. It was a concern. A ripped nail on the field would kill you. I'm never a fan of how they look like. It feels nice.
It does. It feels nice. And the lid twists open, which is unusual in lip balm. But it has this very satisfying kind of click when you open it. Like, it definitely feels like, oh, it was secure, perfectly secure. And now I am opening it. And
I think that's because, like, the lip balm, for the most part, is just straight up exposed. It's like, it's a mound of lip balm.
It is, and this is something that's always made me very uncomfortable about these, is that this is phallic.
Pretty phallic. I would say it looks like a pacifier, so I would say it's infantilizing. Yep.
Okay, I can see that, especially because they come in, like, these candy colors.
Yeah, like, it looks like I'm going to just put that in my mouth and suck it like a binky.
Like, it smells good. Can it smell?
Well, yeah, actually, it smells really good. Put some on your lips so I can try it on my lips. There's no point... And having a lip balm going, oh, well, this is great looking at. I want to know what it feels like on my lips.
So the size of it actually makes it really awkward to apply.
Well, I have bigger lips, so let's find out.
Okay.
Yep, nope, that's weird. Maybe you're supposed to, like...
That's more phallic.
Agreed, but, like, got both my lips real quick.
You did.
Just...
Or I can see that if you just, like, purse your lips and just go...
Yeah.
Like, that's effective.
I mean... I don't use lip balm. It smells fine.
It smells fine.
It's in my mustache, so I don't like that. Gonna have some issues.
It feels fine. It's a little bit on the oily side as opposed to the waxy side. I don't know.
I don't know how much it is. Oh, EOS, $4.
$4?
That seems like it's gonna last forever.
Probably is.
And if I always wanted my mustache to smell like vanilla mint, I'd be okay with it. But I don't. That's on you. That's your choice.
Yeah, I think this one's gonna come down to a preference thing. Like, I think that it's a good quality object.
Yeah.
I like the lip balm element. I think that the scent is pleasant. It's not overpowering, which is great because it's right under my nose.
Very subtle.
Yeah, so it's actually really nice and pleasant. The packaging is nice. It's visually appealing. It's very well designed. Like, the fact that it has the spiral on it kind of indicates that you want to twist.
Which way you want to twist it as well.
Exactly, and it's got this thumbprint kind of handle on it as well. So it indicates to you that this is a twist lid instead of a, you know, pulling lid, which might have an indentation on both sides.
True.
So it's
very well designed.
Yeah, it's very well designed. I think it's a good product. I think it's not for me, but I'm going to put it in the yes.
Yeah, I think it's a yes.
All right.
I got it. We're doing my sweet, sweet ink pad that I was hoping was something, but turned out to be an ink pad. Looks like ink. Smells like ink. We don't have a stamp, so I'm just going to use some paper and see how well the paper takes up the ink. It's okay. Like, looking at a fingerprint? That's a good call. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's really blotchy. Like, it doesn't do a good ink. It's very viscous. You could not fingerprint a crime with this.
I mean, correct, but you also kind of wouldn't want to.
Well, you're saying you wouldn't want bright green, like
lime green.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's very viscous as ink goes. I know, I suspect, I should say, that this is so that it doesn't dry out as much.
Yeah, because it is just lasting. It is just on a square piece of plastic.
Yeah, this is just a craft ink pad.
Yeah.
I think that it's good. Like, it has good pigment. It's not pleasant to the touch, but you're not supposed to touch it, so that's kind of fine. But it has really good, consistent pigment.
So if we had a stamp, a good wood block or a nice rubberized stamp, it would pick up the ink really well, and it would be effective.
Yeah, and then I also got, like, 3 complete fingerprint rolls off of my one finger dab. So
yeah, I'm still trying to get the ink off of my one finger.
It's got, you know, good longevity on it as well. I guess what, you know, my one complaint from a craft perspective is that it appears to be very slow drying, which again, part of that whole increasing the longevity of the ink pad itself. But yeah, ultimately, I think that this is fairly good quality. How much was it?
Not that expensive. Ink pad, $2. I don't know. I'm never going to use it.
I mean, I'm never going to use it.
I am unhappy that I purchased it, but if I was looking for something of this nature, I would be okay with it.
Okay, so I agree. I think that it's a good product.
As an impulse purchase, though, I'm going to say no. Because, like, you can't impulse buy ink pads.
Mm.
If it came with a little stamp, even just a little shitty stamp, that would be a thing. But as an impulse buyer, you're like, well, I've got an ink pad now.
Yeah.
That's cool. Everything else you could use for whatever, impulsey, the ink pad doesn't do anything. So, that's enough. Now that we have delicious vanilla mint on our lips, let's get up in some of this Archer Farms Tex-Mex trail mix with their chili bits.
Oh, chili bits. And sesame sticks. Still confused about sesame sticks.
I think they're just kind of a trail mixy staple.
I don't know what trail mix you eat, but I don't know if I've ever seen sesame sticks in anything.
I don't know what sesame sticks are, so.
Well, why are you being so confident about that, then?
I don't know. I said it with confidence. I hope it worked.
Okay.
Like, what is it? Show me one of these sesame sticks. Is it this weird brown loggy thing?
I don't know. We might have to process of elimination this.
Okay, so.
So now I've made a mess.
This is obviously a nut. What kind of nut is it?
Almond. Almond. That's an almond. So we have peanuts. Almonds, salsa corn sticks, which I think is that one. Sesame sticks.
Which means, oh, look, I think I can see sesame seeds in there.
Okay, so then this would be the pepitas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the chili bits are these weird crescent things.
Okay, they taste kind of salty or spicy, so I assume that's a chili bit.
Definitely sesame stick.
Yeah, I did the same. I'm not really pleased with sesame stick in my life.
No, it is. The thing about sesame as a flavor is that it is a punch you in the face flavor.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. It's a lot of sesame. Like,
it is. the corn sticks or whatever. Delish. You know what? I'm not doing this one at a time because we're not evaluating it on its individual pieces. You don't eat trail mix one piece at a time unless you're real weird. So I'm just putting a little... I know you're real weird. So I'm putting a handful in my mouth. Let's see how it goes.
I think it's better together.
It is. And overall, I don't like it.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, it's not good. It's like, not good. It is better. It is more balanced when you take just like a random handful. But altogether, it is... I don't know.
It is what it is. It's a Tex-Mex trail mix. If you were looking for a Tex-Mex trail mix, good on you, friend. If you're looking for some random spicy impulse buy item that you're like, oh, I need a little snack and I want something spicy, good call. If you got it. Overall, no.
It's also very carb heavy for a trail mix, more so than I generally like.
Oh, that's
like.
True. There's like very little nuts.
Yeah, in and here. I like my trail mixes in general to be more protein and oil heavy than carbs.
Yeah, I like fruit. I like fruit.
Yeah, I know you do. And honestly, it makes me happy that there is no fruit in this because I don't like fruits.
What could you put in a Tex-Mex fruit? Like,
I don't know.
Spiced dried pineapple.
Cactus?
I'd eat cactus.
Avocado? All
right. Overall, I think it's a no.
I kind of like it.
It serves its purpose. It's a good impulse snack.
It's not good. Like, critically looking at it, it's not good. But I like it. It's a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
It's got that solid Tex-Mex flavor profile that I enjoy. It's got a good mixture of textures, which is nice. I would call this a yes.
Good. Yeah, no, it's a yes. I wouldn't want to get it ever. It's not bad. It's better than a candy bar, I guess. Or rather, quote unquote, healthier than a candy bar. It would satiate a different itch.
Yeah. I mean, you know how I feel about the word healthy.
All right, you ready for this?
No, never.
So, we have hair chalk. So, already I'm kind of displeased because one of the colors snapped in the middle. So, that's kind of crappy. Also, it just kind of brings to light the fact that I don't have much hair. So, that's kind of just sad for me. The three colors we have are purple, like a sky blue, and a lime green. I was going to take the purple because it's my favorite color. But I have dark hair, so I'm going to actually take the middle color of the blue to see how it stands out. Because this is one of those things that who cares as long as it works. As long as it does the thing, then we're fine.
Okay, I actually am going to take the purple because it is the darkest color. And I also do have dark hair. And so I want to know if it is pigmented enough to be effective.
So I'm rubbing it into my beard. So we'll see how that goes with my handy dandy compact mirror. So I'm just, I have curly hair. So I'm just kind of rubbing it up and down against my beard. It's on my fingers. Come on, Mir. We just talked about how easy you were to open. All right, so nothing. It kind of hurts.
Yeah, it definitely snags and pulls unpleasantly.
Am I supposed to get it wet? Is that what we're supposed to do?
I think so.
Oh.
Oh, dampen your hair slightly.
All right, we're going to get some water and actually retry it with water because dry, it's not good. All right, so we got some water. I'm going to grab a handful of water, put it in my beard. So now it's moistened slightly.
Yeah, so it says dampen slightly. Apply the chalk color of your choice by swiping down and twisting through your hair.
I have a beard. I don't know how to do that.
Let's see. All
right, where'd my mirror just go?
Okay, so immediately that is a lot better pigmentation.
Yeah. Ow.
It still hurts, though.
Yeah, it still hurts, but look at my sweet growing blue mustache. I'm going to try wetting the chalk.
Ooh, good idea.
Wetting chalk, way better idea.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like, it does seem like it wears away a little faster, but
it's
you
chalk.
Get the color.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to try the green one. The color coverage is inconsistent.
It is. Also, it goes, like, directly onto skin, which is why they're like, pull it through your hair. But, like, since I'm doing it onto my mustache...
Yeah, you're pretty much just drawing on your face.
Yeah, and it's all up on my lip. Like, I'm going, afterwards I'm going to wash my face because it's just...
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's real blue.
It is real blue. And, like, I got good color as well.
Yeah. Here, try the blue. I think the blue might show up better than anything else, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because my hair, I think, is darker than yours. Regardless, it shows up real good. And it might just be the contrast.
Yeah.
I mean, it is still sticky. It is still not pleasant to rub this through your hair.
It also feels like you're getting Velcroed.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like walking through a bush and having everything snag on your hair.
Yeah, like, I would not want to use this product.
No, it is unpleasant to use the color. that it gives is inconsistent. It really just looks like dirty.
Somebody like threw some colored shit at your hair.
Yeah, it does not look deliberate.
It's overall just not worth. Like, all right, so I'm just putting a crap load of purple into my goatee. Hopefully.
It shows up decently.
Okay. I mean, it's all over my fucking hands now.
Yeah.
Which also not bonus, but like, yeah, like I can't see it from my angle. Okay, I can see it now.
Yeah, it's dark purple on your black beard.
Yeah. So, I mean, the bright blue shows up, but like...
That's because it's a lighter color.
Yeah. But now my hands are covered in purple.
Yeah. So, this is...
This is a fail for me. Like, I wouldn't... I mean, it was pretty cheap. I think it was like a buck, maybe two. Overall, though, like, I wouldn't want to use it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not a good product. It is a shitty novelty Halloween thing. Costume hair, it's a dollar.
Yeah.
So, especially, as an impulse item, what are you going to do with this?
Afterwards, nothing. You just throw it away. But at the same time, I would have spent a dollar for it, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Next, we have tape.
The washi tape.
It's called washi tape?
Yeah, it's called washi tape.
Why is it called washi tape?
I don't know.
Okay. Already, I hate it. Mostly because I can't find where the seam is.
Yeah, this is.
Like, where.
Oh, found it.
I'm just now going to take my nail and scrape it along it. Getting it all purple, too.
So, washi tape,
oh, found it. Okay.
For those of you who do not know, is basically just decorated masking tape. And it has come into popularity in the last few years in the light of the bullet journaling thing that's happened, but it's basically just decorated masking tape. And it feels like masking tape.
Yeah, it feels like masking tape.
Thin paper tape with inconsistent adhesive, like masking tape is designed to be pulled up.
Yeah.
And this does that. This does pull up.
Now, the one thing so far is... I used a strip and I stuck it to this table 5 times and then put it back down.
It still has good stick.
And it still has good stick. So, like, if I was to put this on a journal, a journal page, I would assume it would stick really well.
Well, we learned our lesson with the stickers, so
that's... Oh, good call. We have the back of some of these crappy packages.
Yeah, we don't have very much in the way of actual paper product. Yeah, it comes up very cleanly.
Comes up clean. But sticks pretty strong, like...
Yeah, no, it sticks very well. Very consistent. It's easy to tear off the roll, yeah. Which is a big deal for me.
Yeah, it is. Tape. All right, so this is a fresh piece. I'm sticking it to paper, and now I'm just going to try to slide it off instead of peel. Yeah, it was decently hard, like...
And that's an unusual motion.
Exactly.
Well, most tapes don't experience shear stress like
no.
that.
No, which is why it's important to test it to see its sticking ability.
I understand. So,
overall, these are great.
I like them. I'm going to call this a win, especially because they are three for a dollar.
Three for a dollar. I mean, it really will depend on your impulse what kind of stuff there is. Because, like, I would not have gotten blue stars or random candy cane stripe. The Cheers one is kind of cool, so I would have got that. But
yeah, it's there was a ton of different patterns and, you know, words and holiday stuff on it. So, like, there's plenty of variety there.
2 items left. Last one. Or second to last one, penultimate, I believe is what it is Sequin Owl.
Oliver
the Sequin Owl. Is his name Oliver? Did we actually decide?
Yeah, it's on the tag.
Yep, Oliver Owl. So he's purple, he turns silver. He's a little plushy owl.
He is adorable.
Now, this is the first time I've ever used, like, the mermaid sequins. You know, the ones where you rub them one way and they're a color, and you rub them the other way and they turn to a different color. Overall, they're fine. Because of his shape and quality, there are certain spots that don't flip as well, like right around the seam on the top of his head, right along the edge, actually, of where all the spots are sewn up. It is a little inconsistent with his flipping.
Yeah, I agree. Ultimately, I think that's reasonable for his price point. And then also most of the mermaid scale things that you see are large flat surfaces, things like pillows. He's not a very well-made stuffed animal in general, like his padding... On his little owl ears and his feet are very thin, very flat. The seams are not great. Like the stitching is already distended just from my squeezing it in order to expose the stitching. So it's not very good. His face is just a patch that's sewn on.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but ultimately the big appeal to me is the tactile experience of playing with the mermaid's sequins. And I am a fan. I have been excited about coming back to record this since we stopped recording it because Oliver
exists.
Is awesome.
Because he exists.
And I'm a big fan of owls to begin with. Because they're like sky cats.
They're pretty much sky cats.
So yeah, this one actually is a win for me.
You know, if it's not that bad. I think it's $10. $10 for Oliver. He's not the worst. He's not the best. If he was a better made plushie, I'd feel a lot more confident in it. But because there are spots where there's the inconsistent mermaid flipping, thanks for taking Oliver. I think you just wanted to hold him.
I do. I find this very enjoyable.
Yeah, I think there's really not much else to be said. You've seen you have seen mermaid scales before. You know what they do. This is them on an owl. A not horribly made stuffed animal.
No, just cheaply made.
Just cheaply made.
And but considering he was $10.
Yeah, he's fine. All right. This is my last one. All right, so Oliver is a yes.
Oliver is a yes.
All right, this is my Harry Potter Fantastic Beasts Lego minifigure.
Lego
makes good products. I'm really excited to see what this is. I'm going to use my teeth. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he came disassembled.
It exploded. I'm pretty sure that we've got
a Dumbledore.
A Dumbledore. Because I've got a giant beard.
I have a hat and some hair.
I also have a head that has glasses.
All right.
So you put that on. Let's see, because like, oh yeah, because everything comes with a little accessory. So he comes with, I don't know, that thing of memories, whatever, the silver thing.
The pensive.
So he comes with the pensive. That's kind of cool. Now, obviously, these are random.
I just got to say that I really enjoy that he has a separate beard piece and then also just his head piece has this intense 5 o'clock shadow.
Honestly, I'm super stoked on this. I'm sad because his feet aren't articulated. Like most other Lego pieces.
Well, because he's wearing the robes.
And there are some that have that, some that don't. So it looks like the ones that don't come with articulated legs are Hermione. No, that's Professor Trelawney.
He has a spare wand.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is a really good idea. Like, because kids going to lose some wands.
Oh, yeah, totally. And then, like, these high-quality Lego pieces.
High-quality Lego pieces. Like,
there's no seams, no flash.
Oh man, Draco Malfoy comes with a broom and a fucking snitch.
Well, he's a snitch.
Mad-Eye Moody comes with a disguise kit. He's got a different hair, a wand, a staff, and some sort of bauble.
Is it a disguise kit or is it for when he turns into David Tennant?
I don't know. Why does he turn into David Tennant?
Well, you remember in the books
that... No.
Okay. The actor that plays him when he's out of disguise is David Tennant.
Oh, okay.
And the actor that plays him when he's in disguise is not at all David Tennant. And I don't know who it is.
So, I mean, those are cool. The Fantastic Beast ones are cool, honestly. I don't know all the characters besides Main Boy McMainboy. And he comes with a suitcase and that little mole that steals money. That's cool.
Yeah. No, this is nice.
Yeah. Like, I'm about this.
Look at the metallic thing, like, on his hat. Like, this is a high-quality mold.
The detail of this little minifig.
And his little tiny painted glasses.
And the fact that, like, they say minifig, but this is the size of a standard Lego man.
That is a minifig.
What, really?
Yeah, those are the minifigs.
What are normal, what are bigger Lego men, then?
I don't know, Duplos or something?
Duplos are for children. Duplos are stupid. Duplos are the poor person Lego.
Wow, that's really judgy, Bryce. Really judgy.
I for once a critic. Nah, Duplos are crap. Like
Duplos are factually not as good. They are larger, which is what I was
referring
to. They
are larger, I understand. But that's what I'm saying is that like...
No, someone said you decided to be really classist about people's Lego choices.
I did. Are you saying you like Duplos more than Legos? No. If so, you're wrong.
No, I mean, Legos are unequivocally better, but that's not really the point.
Fine. Duplos are not for poor people. They're for people who don't understand that their choices are wrong.
That you went, like, you started out so good. You started out really well.
They need to learn, because, man, Lego or nothing. Get out of here. Yeah, no, overall, it's great. Like,
yeah, no, this is really awesome. I love the detail work on it. Like, this is really good. Lego makes high quality stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember how much it is, but I would gladly get this impulse purchase again. I would gladly spend $5 for one of these random Lego minifigs. And I'm going to use this. Like, out of all the things, this is the one I personally am going to use for random crap. Oh, what's that? There's a wizard in our D&D campaign? Cool. Get in there, Dumbledore. You got this. So, and it comes with a base for him to stand on. Nice. So that way you could, if you just wanted to display them, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is really nice.
Okay, that's it. We're out of the bag.
Yeah.
There's no cat, and it's out. I'm stoked on all these things, for the most part. They were all chosen at some point because they were impulsy.
Yeah, they were visually appealing in some way. I'm kind of surprised at how it shook out, to be honest. Because I think that most everything was a yes.
Yeah. Things we said no to were hair chalk, crappy. Band-aids, crappy. Stupid turkey hat, stupid fake teeth.
And veggie straws,
sad Eggman. And the ink pad, because it's an impulse item, just an ink pad, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah, if it came with a stamp, that would be dope.
Yeah, if it came with a stamp, it'd be in the S pile. But, I mean, everything else is cool. Everything else is useful. Everything else will get used. And if not for us personally, there will be a child who's getting themselves a Princess Peach little backpack hanger soon.
Yeah. So, yeah, that this was, I think, ultimately very successful as far as impulse buys
go. I think
go.
So.
Yeah.
So, I guess, let us know if there's something that every time you walk through an impulse aisle, you're super curious about it. Or if something you just can't resist every time. I can't resist stupid candies. If it's like, oh, this is a new novelty candy? Cool, I haven't had that before. I'm fat. I need to eat this. I had white Twix the other day. Horrible. Horrible. Don't ever do it.
Yeah, so, you know, any stories about impulse things, you know, things that you resist would be interesting. Also, is there something that you bought that you have strong feelings about now? Either you weren't expecting it to be awesome and it was, or you regret it deeply. Like, I'd be really interested to hear those stories. My experience with impulse items has always been in abstaining from buying impulse items. So this was actually a new and fun experience for me, with being able to just buy something that caught my eye. And so that part of it, the impulse buying part, is very enjoyable. It's the then owning things after the fact,
yeah,
that is less good.
I buy stupid shit all the time. I go with my impulse gut, and my impulse gut is stupid.
And it likes candy.
So I'm Bryce.
I'm Sharon.
This has been
Everyone's a Critic. And if there's anything that you want us to critique in the future, email us at criticeveryone@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter that is @critic_everyone, and an Instagram where we'll be posting pictures of these things in their post-critiqued state. And our Instagram is everyone, the number one, is a critic.
All right, then.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.